Separate. Other pitch. So here's a thought. Here's a thought for Shabbos, to go on the Shabbos. We know that Ashrei, the Gemara says that there's two reasons why we say Ashrei every day. And why anyone who says it three times is a Ben Olam Haba. One is because it has the Aleph base in it. It goes to the whole Aleph base. So Ben Gibbs says, we praise Hashem from Aleph to Tes. The Hidokotzka Rebbe says, they asked him, who's your main Rebbe? He says, my main Rebbe was my first grade Rebbe who taught me the Aleph base. Because the Aleph Beis is teaching us when we sing Ashrei every day to appreciate the little things, to appreciate the basics. We're always so worried about the complicated things. Aleph Beis tells us to break it down to its core components and just see the sweetness, the Shabbos Kodesh, the Aleph Beis of life. Gevalt. And that's why the Baal Shem Tov says the sweetest tefillah was from that person who didn't even know the words of tefillah. He just sang the Aleph Beis. That's why my buddy the other day at a wedding made us sing together the Aleph Beis. It's a hayin. And then the second reason why we sing Ashrei every day is because we say Potech et yadecha u'masbi'a lekol chayrato, which means that Hashem opens up His hand and gives everyone what they need. But we know it's not true. There's a lot of poor people in Zimbabwe, and they don't have jobs. So it seems like it's all a lie. There's a lot of poor people out there. How can we say this every day? Unless the pshat is, he opens up his hand, maspia, and he satisfies the kol chai ratzon. To anyone who has a ratzon, who has a ratzon to get close to Hashem, if you really want to get close, there's nothing like Yiddishkeit. So we're reminding ourselves every day when we say Potech Dedecha, we have to build this ratzon, we have to want to get close. If we don't want it, it doesn't mean anything, but if we want it, there's nothing as sweet as Yiddishkeit. He satisfies us with ratzon. Boker Tov Yudi. The final idea for Shabbos. Karav Hashem l'chol kara. Hashem is close to everyone who wants to be called. L'chol Hashem yikra'u b'emeh. But only if you're searching with truth to get close with Him. If you really, really want to get close to Him. He's so close, He's mamish the closest. And that's why the Torah says in Perek Vav of Dvarim, if you search after Hashem with all your heart and your soul, there's a guarantee that you will find Hashem. But you need that ratzon, you need to really want it. But I guarantee that if you want it, Hashem will be there. Just finish up with a story about 2 years ago. No, it was like, 7 years ago. I was in Bar Ilan, learning all sorts of Kfira classes. I majored in Tanakh. And it's not so bad with a lot of Kfira. And I was struggling with all these issues, biblical criticism. Oy. And so I went to Kfar Tapuach, random story. And I was davening my Shemoneh Esrei, and I said, Hashem, I believe in you so much. But why there's all these kashyas? Hashem, give me a sign. I want to be close to you. So that Shabbos, I went to the Beit Medrash, and I did something I didn't do so often. It was like Shana Bet. I opened up a Gemara, because usually I learn Chumash, and I said, I'm not going to learn Arshgol, I'm just going to learn for like an hour and a half after davening, I'm going to learn hard the fourth parak of Bracha. And I opened it up and I stagged like I never stagged before, and I learned about whether Mariv is a Rishus. And then after I walked in for an hour, one guy walked in, another guy walked in, and one guy turned to the other guy, and I promise you they didn't hear each other. And they said, hey buddy, is Mariv a Rishus? Is Mariv optional? And I was like, that's really freaky. And I quoted them the whole opinion of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva and the Machlokes, and they were like, wow, this guy's a genius. That's pretty crazy. How does he know that? But to me, it was like Hashem giving me a kiss on the forehead and saying, if you want to be close to me, I'll be close to you. Shilas or no Shilas, biblical criticism or not biblical criticism, I'll be close to anybody who wants to be close. Shabbos.
I will lose.
You gotta do it.
You gotta do it.
It's like,